Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today our study of the wilderness and the promised land. Today we continue talking about promised land warnings. When Moses stood with the children of Israel on the border of Canaan land, he was giving them instruction. He gave them a historical perspective of everything that had happened since the Lord dramatically rescued them out of the life of bondage in Egypt, and how they crossed the Red Sea through a magnificent miracle, and then how God led them through the wilderness. And he gave them a historical account to this new generation that was going to go into the promised land so that they would not forget what had gone on before. But he stood there with them, giving them some warnings about how they could be successful in the promised land, how they could possess the land, and how they could hold on to the land that they had taken possession of in the promised land. He himself would not be able to go in because of his own disobedience, but he was giving them vital warnings that would help them if they would heed them when they walked in to the land that flowed with milk and honey. Those same warnings apply to us today. God wants every Christian to live in the promised land. And I sincerely believe that the promised land is not a type of heaven, as some have taught in years gone by. Otherwise, the promised land that we see in Scripture would not have been filled with enemies that had to be dispossessed before the children of Israel could take full possession of it. No, I believe that the promised land is a type of the victory in the life of a Christian that God longs for every believer to have. The type of victory where God's blessings can flow, where God's favor can abound towards the believer, and how the individual can have a life of victory themselves with the help of God, by the grace of God, and in the strength of God, and not in their own strength. Some of the warnings we talked about yesterday, God instructed the children of Israel that they were to make sure that they remembered the lessons of the wilderness if they were going to be successful in the promised land. And Moses also told them that it would be very important that when they have eaten and they are full, talking about the abundance that they would experience in the promised land, when they're in that place where the abundance is flowing and life is good, he warned them that it would be vital that they remember to bless God, which means to thank God or to praise God, to give him adoration and thank him for all the good land which he had given to them. So it's important for us, if we're going to take possession and live in that promised land, that we do likewise, that we remember the lesson of the wilderness, that it's vital to trust implicitly in God, and it was vital to obey him absolutely. And it's also very important when you're in the promised land to make sure you thank God for every good thing he's brought your way. Moses went on and gave several other promised land warnings, which I'll share with you today. Moses pointed out in verse 11 of Deuteronomy chapter 8, this important principle: beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his precepts, his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all you have is multiplied, then your minds and hearts be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. God made a vital point here through Moses to the children of Israel that applies to us today as Christians, that when you get into the place of prosperity, of abundance, where God's blessings are flowing your way, that you do not forget the Lord your God. Now, many Christians would say, well, goodness, I'm not going to forget God. I'm a Christian. I'm born again. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to forget God just because he blesses me. Let me say this to you. The word forget there actually means this, to be oblivious of from lack of memory or attention. A lot of Christians forget God in the sense that they aren't paying him a lot of attention, or they become oblivious to God in a lot of their daily life just from a lack of memory or a lack of paying attention. Do you realize that every waking hour that you have, you are giving your attention to something? And God wants your attention ever placed upon him, even in the midst of your daily responsibilities. Your heart can have that upward look of having your attention, your spirit, focused upon God, so that everything that you do and everything that you think and every action that you take is influenced by God because you're paying attention to God. And this scripture says that when you come to the place of abundance and prosperity, it's easy to forget God. When you're in the wilderness and you're desperate, you're crying out to God day and night, you could say God has your attention. Your attention's focused upon God because your heart is crying out for deliverance, for help, for God to sustain you, to pull you through. But when you get into the place of the promised land where the milk and honey's flowing, where the blessings, the abundance, the victory, where things have become easy, when your herds and your flocks have multiplied and your silver and your gold has multiplied, as it says in Deuteronomy 8:13, it says, don't forget God. In other words, don't become oblivious because of a lack of attention, a lack of paying attention to God. It's easy in the place of abundance to have your attention taken up with the things of this world. That was never God's intent of taking the children of Israel into the promised land, that their attention would be switched from God to their abundance. That was not his intention. He fully intended for them to come into the place of abundance, but he never wanted them to take their attention off of God or their focus off of God. Beware that you don't forget, become oblivious of, from a lack of a memory or paying attention to God, that you don't forget the Lord your God. And he also said that here's a sign that you have forgotten God or that you're not paying attention. Is in verse 11, beware you don't forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments. It's easy to not keep God's commandments when your attention is no longer focused upon God. If you're not reading your Bible, if you're not listening to the Word, if you're not spending time in prayer, it's going to be easy to forget to obey certain areas of God's word just because you become oblivious to it. You're not aware of it. Oh, I wasn't even aware of that. And that's from a lack of paying attention. And many Christians fall into that. They paid a lot of attention when they were in the wilderness. They dug through their Bible looking for the promise of deliverance and help. But then when the abundance, the place of victory came, they put their Bible down and they just enjoyed the abundance. God wants you to never become forgetful of God by becoming oblivious to his word because you're not listening to his word. You're not reading his word. You're not paying attention to his word. Going to church on Sunday is not enough for you to fulfill this command of God that you don't forget God. If you are paying attention, so to speak, to God for an hour or two on Sunday, but the rest of the hours of your week are consumed with your attention is elsewhere, it's going to be easy to forget God by not doing his commandments because you're not even aware of them. You're oblivious. One area that people will disobey God, they come into a place of abundance, they're enjoying God, and they decide, you know, I don't have to go to church. I can just read the Bible on my own. I can just worship God alone. I can just pray alone. And they're forgetting God by not keeping his commandment that clearly says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as is the habit of some. Now, that's a commandment of God that some people aren't even aware of, or you could say they're oblivious to it because they haven't been paying attention. They haven't dug into the Word of God. They haven't paid attention to His every detail of God's heart that's revealed in His written Word. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to live in the promised land. But beware that you don't forget your God by not obeying or keeping His commandments, His word to each one of us. So that's one of the promised land warnings. Another one of the warnings that Moses gave the children of Israel is in verse 17. It says, "Beware lest you say in your mind and heart, 'My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.'" And that's the idea that once abundance comes your way, you start to take credit for it yourself. A lot of people feel that they've pulled themselves up by their own bootstraps. They've gotten through a difficult area, depressed time, and now they've made it in the world, and they've got financial prosperity, but they think that they got it on their own. I guarantee you, if you have an ability, an intellect, an amazing gift from God to create wealth, to have wealth come to you, it's a gift from God, because the scripture tells us in verse 18 of Deuteronomy, "You shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it's He who gives you the power to get wealth." That's God's gift. Whether people use it for God's purposes or not, it's a gift from God. So these are warnings that we receive here in Deuteronomy for the children of Israel, but also for ourselves. If we want to live in that promised land, we need to make sure we are giving God the glory. It belongs to Him. His blessings, they came from Him. Any blessing you're enjoying today, it came from God. Don't forget that. Make sure you thank Him and you don't take credit for it yourself. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to join me tomorrow as we continue in our study of the wilderness and the promised land. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.